I made it. I'm 100 years old. I mean, it's 100 episodes of Breaking Into on Black Hollywood Live. Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Breaking Into.
That's right. We got a love thing.
Woo!
That's right, kids. I'm so excited. It is my 100th episode, and I'm feeling good. Thank you. I'm feeling really good. 2 years in the making. Thank you, Cece Peniston, of course, because we got a love thing. And actually, my guest and I have a love thing also. But this show, I'm so happy to be here. I love you guys out there who watched my show and supported me for 2 years, 100 episodes, wow. Or 99 episodes, and now it's 100. I'm James Law Jr., of course. You can follow me where all James Law Jr.'s are, at James Law Jr. And, of course, our show is on Breaking Into. It's on Facebook. It's on iTunes, SoundCloud, and this thing is, like, shaking on my head. It's so funny. iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube under Breaking Into on Black Hollywood Live. My guest, I'm going to introduce her first, and then I'm going to give my thank yous and all that kind of stuff. My guest, she's been on this program several times before, actually. She's a lady boss queen. She's doing it for herself. Big family, working it out, celebrities' closets, all kinds of stuff that's going on. She's had a great path. You can watch our episode, and I'll tell you what episode number it is. And we had a great time on the episode. You can see all about her. My girl, Leticia Gabor.
Hi, lovely.
Hello. See, there you go. Hey, girl, how are you?
Amazing.
Yay, I know you are. I know you are. You are amazing. And she is somebody who's, I will tell you, very supportive. We don't see each other that often because I'm crazy. I'm all over the place, crazy, and she's all over the place. But always checking in, always seeing how we're doing. We always like this, always going on. And I think I go to your store.
That's okay. I understand. You sent me some of the most amazing flowers for my grand opening. So you got a couple of months past.
Okay.
It's coming up, though.
I know it is coming up.
Yes.
And they're out in Sherman Oaks on Ventura Boulevard. So yes. Somebody's closet's out there, and she's out there. But yeah, I need to come out. But I knew I wanted to send you some because I'm so proud of you. I'm like, so it was a dream realized for you, I know. So
yes.
And it's such
yes.
a great cause. Well, actually, tell people briefly kind of what the cause is. They haven't watched our episode, what the cause is.
Well, basically what we do is we kind of go towards celebrities and entertainers. And, you know, everybody's somewhat of a celebrity when they donate and
yes.
give to charity.
Yes.
But we go towards our big celebrities, actors, models, dancers, producers, writers, all that great stuff, film yeah. studios. They donate to my shop. We sell the items, and then a portion goes towards their favorite charity.
Yes. That's a great idea. Great. So any celebrities listening to this, and I know I have some celebrity friends who watch my shows. Go to it. It's a great idea. If you have anything, as an organizer, you should be purging stuff anyway. Give some stuff away and actually have it go to a good place, to wherever you want it to go.
Yes.
A good charity. That's yes. a great idea.
We do a lot of charities. St. Jude's, Leukemia for Children, A Call yeah. to Uganda. We've built a couple of libraries. Wow. Boys and Girls Club, wow. YMCA Hope Mission.
Wow.
That's just to, you know.
A few.
Just a few. Yeah. But basically whatever their interest is and where their heart, you know, goes, we follow.
I just think it's such a great idea.
Thank
I think
you.
It's such a unifying the village, all things that I believe in, and this show I believe in. You're doing that,
thank
the charity.
You.
I think
thank
it's just such
you.
A it's just a great thing.
It's not about me. It's
right.
about giving back and
mm-hmm.
creating the circle of life. And
yes.
Karma is a great thing, and we have a lot of cleaning to do. So
yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So this is a great way to start.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to start.
Yeah.
So you guys, we're going to talk about her, and now, okay, now her husband couldn't make it on the delicious.
Yes,
Gabor.
He is delicious.
And he could not make it on because he just tells us like he was busy.
Yeah, he was shooting a video. Him and Josh were shooting yes. a video in Atlanta, and they got a little snowed in.
It's snowing.
It's snowing.
We're in LA, it's 80 degrees, but yeah, it's snowing other places.
Yeah, we're under fire.
Yeah, under fire.
And it's snowing
yes,
over there.
There.
So, yeah, he couldn't make it. He yeah. tried real hard, but it didn't quite happen. Yeah.
He's a friend of the show. They were on too. They were on here, and,
yes.
and both Josh and
he
both
adores
great.
You. Yes.
I love Jason. So there's I love this whole family. They're great. So as we go along, I want to make sure. You know, a little fun fact here is our show started, I took it over from a former host. There are two former hosts, and it was dormant for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
It was associated with Nick Cannon Productions at one
nice.
Point and all that. And when I came to AfterBuzz, I was doing my shows in AfterBuzz, but I said, you know, I'm black. This
yeah.
is Black Hollywood Live.
Yeah.
And I want to do something with you guys. And I want to thank Daryl Christian, Phil Svitek, Stephen Lemieux, who got us, me and Daryl hooked up together.
Nice.
And he was like, you're a life coach. Yeah, I'm certified life coach. He goes, you're a little older. I'm like, yeah, I am. And he's got a show for you. And it's just from first meeting. Mm-hmm. Now, I always tell this story because it's kind of funny. He was eating a sandwich in front of me my first time meeting him. He was like, I'm hungry. I'm really hungry. And someone came and brought him a sandwich. And he's like eating the sandwich in front of me and stuff coming out of his mouth. He's like, yeah, I got a show for you. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, this is fine. And I couldn't taste the best show he could have gave me. It's right up my alley.
And you are fabulous at it.
Oh, thank you.
The best
thank
at
you.
It.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. And thank you for giving us an outlet.
Yes.
You know, to talk about things
yes.
and to express our feelings and celebrate, you know, the things that we're doing. So
yes.
that's a blessing for all of us, too.
Thank you. And it starts with I saw Maria, actually, earlier today. Maria Menounos was here, and I thanked her and Kevin, and she actually tweeted out a thing with us together celebrating
Aww.
The show. And she's great. And they started this network because of that, to show the diversity within our culture.
Exactly.
And give us a platform.
Yes, absolutely.
Give us a platform.
Absolutely.
So it's very fun. So this show started on Thursdays, then I moved to Sundays, and now I'm on Mondays.
Okay. Every other week.
And how's it look? My whole thing was sharing knowledge, mm-hmm. lifting each other up, and paying it forward. So I hope I've done that. I'm going to show you a clip from my very first episode.
Oh,
oh my God. So I'm going to show this, me all clean shaven. And you'll recognize the guest. You'll recognize the guest.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Breaking Into.
Hello and welcome to the premiere edition of the new incarnation.
What?
Of Breaking
that
Into.
So different. 2 years ago.
I am your host, James Law Jr., and I'm a certified life coach. And one of the philosophies that I have is that we're supposed to share knowledge, lift each other up, and pay it forward. This show, I'm going to attempt to do that every single episode. So you're going to join me, right? Every episode here Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on Black Hollywood Live. My first guest. Let me read what you think I'm busy out there. Let me read about him. He's an actor, activist, beatboxer, educator, writer, and he had his own show this year, Tell Me I'm Pretty. Joshua Silverstein.
Hey,
man.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yes. He's my first show. Look how dude, he looked there too.
This is so cool. Have your water.
He's such a great guy.
I have two of them.
Yes.
Because that's how big my ego is.
Hey, I got two.
You too.
So we all know.
So I want to show that. And you guys know Joshua's been on the show several times. And he was on my first show. We knew each other beforehand. He was my Uber driver like 4 years ago.
Wow.
And he told me he was doing a show, one man show, and he's a beatboxer. And I said, I'm going to come to your show. And as you know, there's some of us who really do show up. And when I call you, you show up.
Yeah.
We show up, and I show up to his show, and he's like, you actually came. I said, I told you I was going to come. And we became our friendship, and to this day, I mean, now he's on Drop the Mic with James Corden.
Nice.
Doing beatboxing for them. They
yeah.
say his name all the time. My daughter's like, oh my God,
you
know him. So I knew him when. But he was on our show for the 2-year anniversary and the 1-year anniversary, which you got this when you
met
him.
I remember, yeah.
And he's a great guy, and
he
I'm just
really
so happy.
Is.
But he was my first guest, and I'm like, I look so young, and that I was only 2 years ago. Oh my God, it's crazy.
You don't look that different. You just let your hair grow.
That's all. I did. I'm going back east to the cold, so I'm like, I'm gonna make sure I'm covered. But yeah, so that was our first episode. It was, as I said, Thursdays at 5. I want to thank Phil Svitek, Stephen Lemieux, Daryl Christian, everyone at BHL. I want to thank Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Marissa Serafini, Jeffrey Graham, and Brianna Phipps. I want to thank every PR person that I work with, because those are people that put their trust in me and their talent. And every single guest that has come on my show, I seriously, seriously thank you so much for putting your time and your trust in me, and that includes you, to come on my show. And I met her through another guest,
yes.
Miss Jasmine Lewis.
I was about to say,
Jasmine Lewis Kelly.
Jazz.
I know. I think you guys back on together again
yes.
at some point. And that's how I met you. But I just thank you guys for taking the time to come on my show and talk about your truths and
Absolutely.
What you do.
We miss it for the world.
And I'm just very, very, very fortunate. Now, a couple of little facts for my show, because people are asking me these little facts. Okay, so my most visited guest is Joshua Silverstein. He's been here 5 times.
The very first one.
5 times. But Leticia, so are you.
Oh,
this
wow.
marks your 5th time on my show.
Wow.
Or either like you were near, you were here, or you're
yes.
on here. Your men were on here. Jasmine was here. You were here. You're
oh,
here for
nice.
The you're here
yeah,
for the first anniversary.
Yes.
So this is your 5th time.
Wow.
On the show.
I'm so honored.
Yes, I'm honored.
So honored. Thank you.
She was episode 39. So you guys might find our episode together. It's episode 39. We had a really great talk.
Did.
We had a really great talk.
Absolutely.
So yeah. So we covered all her careers. I remember I covered everything.
It's quite a few.
There was, and we talked about it. So that was good. So you went to see us episode 39. also in tie for and the next person is Jeffrey Thorne, 4 times. Wow. Love him. He's my buddy. And every time I call, he comes again, shows up. I'm glad to be able to show people that in our industry there are folks who do show up.
Absolutely.
We're not all crabs in a barrel. Some of us do support each other.
We absolutely do this. It's not a lot of us.
No.
Yeah, we do.
No, but we do.
There are some.
We are some. And then after that, it's Shabadoo Quinones. He's been on here 3 times. And my buddy RJ Bond's been on here 3 times. So nice. Now the Gabor twins, episode 70. So 39 nice. For her, 70 for them. We had a great talk with them, too. That was a really good talk.
Yeah.
Now I want to show.
Uh-oh. He's got the snicker.
Let's see.
I'm scared.
Well, I'll do that one in a second. So we're going to show this next clip first. Every once in a while on the show, I get to have full circle moments. This group, Loose Ends, I was a huge fan of theirs back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And Jane Eugene, who's the lead singer sitting next to me, I just love her to death. I got a chance to sing part of a song that I love to them. So let's show that clip.
Let's look.
And then we just provided them with the music. And
let me name. Okay, folks, Hanging on a String, which was the first British band, period, to top the R&B chart in America.
Yes.
So that's very, you need to know that.
Significant.
Okay. Stay a Wild Child, Magic Touch, Slow Down, Watching You, Watching Me. The real Chucky Boo, I played that album to death, I just want to tell you. Mr. Bachelor's my song. I just sang it to you outside a little bit. That was my, I still play, that song's my iPad today.
Mr. Bachelor, you should have told me.
You owe me. So I had to show that because it's, for me, it was a full, like, 30-year later moment.
Wow.
And I've had a few of those on the show. When I interviewed Alonzo Williams from World Class Wrecking Crew in the beginning of NWA, I saw World Class Wrecking Crew back when I was a teenager. It was them, Uncle Jam's Army, Egyptian Lover, all these people.
I was just with him a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, he knows. He calls me Doc all the time. We still talk. Oh, I know. Alonzo's a great guy.
He is a great guy.
He really is. He's a great guy. And I still talk to him. He actually did some really nice stuff for my daughter. He sent her a nice autograph in her book and everything. He's such a nice guy. Nice. And I still talk to him. He always calls me Doc. Hey, Doc, what's going on? Because I said I was a life coach. I know he calls me Doc. I don't know why. Tommy the Clown. I get to have Tommy the Clown on my show.
Oh, wow.
And I've had enough of some people on my show. And for me, again, I've known him off him for years at different parties. And I had him come in without the clown costume. We talked. And it was really a great interview.
Wow.
And he's such a great guy.
He really is.
Tony Basil, and I get to Shabadi, people again, who are these pop-locking dancers. They both were so wonderful to be on the show. I've been so fortunate. The guests I've had. When I talked to Christina DeBarge, I had her on my show.
Wow.
I can talk about her parents and talk about her family legacy and her, and I'm just like rooting for her. Now we're buddies.
You're just phenomenal. Who could not love you? I mean, when we walk in the room, if we don't know you, we're going to leave here really knowing you. It is what it is.
Yes. And so I've been just very fortunate. I've had some great guests on this show.
Yes,
and
it's have.
Just that just for me, I get to do this and I love what I do. Now I want to show this clip. I showed it on our show together. It just makes me smile when I see this. Her other career back in 1991. Let's hit it.
Wow. Look at them dance steps.
Go on, girl.
That's all the Rhythm Nation crew.
Oh, is that really?
Yeah.
I don't think everybody told me that last time.
Yeah, all of them were dancing for Janet at the time.
Oh, that's so funny. Mm-hmm. Those outfits. I wore those clothes. I had the same hairstyle.
Man.
Oh my God! So when you look at that, I mean, what are some things that come to mind for you now?
It was a lot of work.
I'm sure it's a lot of work.
Trying to get everybody to sync up and be, especially back then. And though I was a dancer, it was still a different type of dancing for me. So it was quite interesting, but it was a very fun time in my life. It was also a time in my life where I didn't quite know what the next move was going to be. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which, when you're that age, it's okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Now we want to know remove now. We want to know what's going to happen next.
Exactly.
But then you go, it's okay. It's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
You're young. I'll get there. You always think, I'll get there.
Yeah.
You
know, and whatever. The crazy thing about that is Bobby Brown was in the next room. The director that did that particular video was the same one that did Every Little Step I Take.
I love that video.
So that's why you saw the words.
Yeah.
So he was in the next studio filming, and the director was going between sets.
Oh my God! You said that last time. I like that. It's like new dirt. Well, new
I just thought about it because you asked me what I was
thinking,
and it was kind of like, wow. I would always say, where'd the director go? Oh, he's next door with Bobby. Okay, cool. Because Bobby and I were really good friends. Okay, we had done a couple of records together.
Yeah.
And it's funny, they never made the album, but no one knew. Yeah, no one knew that me and Bobby did like a duet before. Him and Whitney did one. Wow. I think I was one of the first women that he did a duet with. Because he was MCA, I was Motown.
Yes, he was MCA. Yes, he was.
Oh, don't worry. I'm getting ready to write my book. It's going to take me some years because I got some stories.
Yes, I know you do.
But
I know you do.
Yeah, it was a great time in my life. You know? It was just fun.
It was fun.
That's all we were doing, was having fun.
Jacob Marquez, thank you. I love you, too. Thank you for the congratulations. You are a great supporter of my work. You're one of the greatest fans out there. So yes, but that song is called "It Just Ain't Easy." That's my 91. So I'd like to show it to her, just make her laugh because it makes me smile when I see it. Yes. Like it's so 90s, like so early 90s. I love that time period of music.
So 90s.
I love that time period. I just love that music. I do. It makes me smile. So now, okay. So some more, a little more facts. I'm gonna be posting some of these episodes over the hiatus. We're going on hiatus soon. For the winter break for like a month. And so I must post some of these episodes on the show. But I want to tell you some of the top episodes. I went through all 100 episodes and picked the ones that got the most views on YouTube. It's really interesting. At number 5 is Shabadoo Quiñones, episode 29.
Nice.
He's a character, as you found out. He's a character.
Yes, he is.
And I love him. He's somebody, again, I call, he shows up. He's my birthday mate. Oh, it's my birthday, maybe the same birthday. And he is somebody who cares about the world. If you follow him on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, he cares about the world, and he cares about the art of dance.
Absolutely. And that seems to be the most important part of what he's doing.
Yeah.
He talks about that. All and then the also the history. He wanted the history to be written correctly, which he says it has not been.
Yes.
So, yeah, he's very, very strong-minded
vocal.
About that.
And strong-minded, yes, and absolutely. Vocal about that.
Absolutely.
Number 4 is episode 62, my buddy Alex Cipriano. He was a hairy blonde Cubano who came on, and I guess everybody loved him because he was number 4. He's my buddy doing things. Number 3, she wrote a book about her time with Prince. It's episode 81, Devin DeVasquez.
Oh, I remember Devin.
Yeah, and I love Devin and her husband, Ron Moss, who I interviewed also on another show. They're now my buddies, and they're so nice. And again, they show up when we talk all the time. But she talked about a really beautiful time she had with Prince, and all the proceeds of her book went to charity.
Nice.
So she didn't write it for money.
Very nice.
There was some misconception. No, all the proceeds go to charity.
Very
because
nice.
Prince was very charitable, and she didn't do it for the money. She wanted to share just her experience with being with Prince's girlfriend.
Yeah, my book is going to be a little interesting. Woo! Being one of Prince's close people, too.
Yes.
It's going to be. There's a lot of stories.
I know you. I know you have a lot. I can't wait. I told you last week, you better help me write that one. I want to read it. Number 2, and actually this person, people have been asking me about her recently. I mean, I know Madea Boo Chu came out recently, but they loved our interview, Patrice Lovely.
Oh, nice.
Who plays Hattie Mae. She's, it was episode 51. She was lovely. She's like, I can't even think of other words. She was super lovely. We're friends, and she's so nice.
I've seen her recently, too, with Jasmine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay, so she knows me. We all know each other.
Yes.
And she said she was great. And my number one episode actually was my cousin, episode 38, Andretti Dante. He's a film producer, director, videographer. He's been around for a long time. And I brought him on the show. I saw, support my family, whatever. And he's such a great guy and so humble and so nice and... He's my number one episode. I couldn't be my own show. My cousin's my number one episode.
That's awesome.
That's kind of funny. I would never
guess. Does he know?
I told him. He was just like, oh my, he couldn't believe it.
Wow.
He couldn't believe it. And I just want to mention that because now they found, apparently they've closed the whole case with Tupac and everything. RJ Bond and Michael Douglas Carlin been on my show 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in the top 10. All the episodes are in the top 10. And they're just every time I bring them on, they brought so much controversy and comments. And they're two guys, they're like my brothers, they're two guys who I just want to give shout out to them because they're in the top, they're like number 6, 8, and 10 or whatever. But those 3 episodes, they wrote that book, they did the research for 20 years, and it was really good. I've had them on throughout the whole
course. I think I missed that one, but I'm going to go
back
now.
Yeah, they're good. They're episodes 21, they're early ones, 21, 13. Okay. Like, you know, they're really, I've had one on by themselves and other two. They just, the fans love them.
I bet.
Another episode that did really well I want to show you is that every once in a while I try to show people that do different kinds of things in our kind of culture. Someone told me, I never heard of a black male opera singer. They only heard of female ones. Let's show the clip. I know I'm just surprised. I'm all a little something.
What?
It's just like something, nothing too long, but a little something to give us a taste of your. You did a little bit earlier, a little tiny bit of your vocal talent.
Okay.
Just a little. Just and he stopped the whole studio when he did it, but the whole studio stopped.
Okay. This is a wonderful song that I learned years ago. Wonderful spiritual.
Okay. I like it.
Over my head, I hear music in the air. Over my head, I hear music in the air. Over my head, I hear music in the air. There must be a God somewhere.
Okay, I have to say, I've seen him live. My friend H. Warren Sharp, I've seen him live, and people were like, they had no idea. So on this program, I've been very fortunate to show people that black folks do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
and there are not a lot of black male opera singers, but there are some, and he's one of them. He's working all the time, and that was impromptu. I was like, can you just do something really quick? I kind of told him beforehand we'd do something maybe, but it was like impromptu, and it was. The whole studio just like stopped when he did it. Like, who was that? I'm like,
I'm gonna do some research on him.
Yeah, he's good.
I hadn't heard of him.
Oh, yeah, and he's all over. He sings in churches, sings in opera houses. He's all over Los Angeles,
nice.
Southern California. I think he goes back. He does stuff from Chicago. He is so talented.
Yeah, so, I hear it.
You
it's
hear
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. Yeah, yeah.
And so, and I've had people, I've had flight surgeons on here. I had a guy who runs this strange company. I mean, I've had people, I've had people just like that do all kinds of things that we're not like this kind of black folks do one thing. We're not all rappers, singers, actors.
Yeah.
Musicians, football players. I've had them on here.
Right.
But we do have people who do other things.
But that's why I said it's an amazing outlet that you give us. Because it shows the diversity and how many different things we're capable of doing and what we do and the businesses that we own. And it's that's big.
Do you know? Okay, I want to ask you. So on my show here,
mm-hmm.
One of my highest rated episodes, episode 67, I had the Ghost Brothers on here.
Really?
And here's what's funny, because they're from Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they have one has a barbershop and all stuff. And they have clothing. First, when I got there, I was like, oh, no. When I met them, they're the bomb. I love
they
them
are.
So much.
Mm-hmm.
They're all
Absolutely.
Businessmen.
Mm-hmm. Every last one of them.
Every last. It's crazy. It's like they're like, oh, James, come on, I'll get your haircut. I'll get my like. They're all. They were all. I will say this. I was thinking maybe not that smart. I don't know. Whatever. I was judging a book by its cover at first
right.
before I came in, and by the time just the first 5 minutes in, I was like, these guys are smart.
Black Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. So it just goes to show. And they're one of my highest rated episodes. Because, the premise of the show also is kind of, you know, whatever. But they are, all three of them are businessmen who are in it for the long haul,
yes.
who are doing things. And like I said, many of them are in Atlanta. So I said, I go to Atlanta. I said, I'll come see them. But I they're my buddy. I love them. They're
amazing.
Great guys.
Amazing.
And I know you. I know a lot of people. So
yes.
like you probably know who they are.
I do.
You know them. Mm-hmm. Now... They may not be here, but I want to show some pics of your man and his twin.
And his identical. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite pictures.
I bet.
I was like, look at that. Look at that, folks. You don't say black is beautiful. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Black is beautiful.
It is. I mean, come on.
All day long.
That's another good picture I like, too.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, where'd you find that one at?
I'll be looking around, girl. I'll find it. And, okay, of course, black on whites.
On whites.
Mm-hmm. Always.
I should have sent you some new pictures of them in the snow. They were playing
you can
in the
send,
snow.
We still send pictures. That's fine. I mean, only for the show. Okay, yes, for the show.
Oh, that's their new single.
Yeah, it's the new single. I got that one up there.
Yeah,
it's, new single.
Yeah.
It's all right. They are just the bomb. I just love their. I just love their look.
They are.
I wish it was a triplet. I can have it for myself. But that's how it goes. That's just how it goes. Look, it's like you get one, and you get a Gabor, and you get a Gabor, and you get a Gabor. Like, I don't get one.
Dang There's it. Enough of them, though, because you
know
they
know
have 22 brothers and sisters.
I know. You have a lot, so I know.
That's a whole nother episode.
Ooh, it sure is. But I have them as friends, so that's good. I love them as friends. That's good. But I want to make sure, see, they're not here. I want to give them some love because they're out there, because they support, I know they support my show. Now I'm going to do a little serious moment. And because for me, I lost a brother, a grandmother, my dog, a bunch of people last year or so. And the interview that gives me the most attention is this one with Miko Branch. Mm-hmm. She is the president and founder, co-founder of Miss Jessie Hair Care Products. And this part of the interview, people say, is their part of the interview. So let's play that.
Wow. I want to give a shout out to my sister, Titi Branch. She was such a wonderful woman. She was my big sister. She was my everything. We're approaching her one-year mark for her passing, and she's in my heart right now, and I just love her. And I just want to give a shout out to you, Titi. I love you.
I feel her. She's here.
I feel her, too.
No, but seriously, I feel her.
I feel her, too. Mm-hmm. She protects me so much, and she tries to make things as smooth as possible.
Yeah, she's here.
Yeah, I know.
She kind of tapped me a second ago. She was like, okay. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and she likes you. She would have loved you.
Aww.
Yeah.
Hi,
Titi. Hey, Titi.
And so I wanted to show, because I hadn't lost my brother yet, so I didn't understand it, and now I do.
Yeah.
Missing a sibling who you're close to, talk to every day. And they co-founded, if you guys don't know this, they co-founded Miss Jessie Hair Care Products together. Great story. That episode's a great story. And you can see it on the show here. And she talks about how they started in the kitchen, basically, and her raising her son. And her sister had taken her own life.
Yeah.
And so it was really sad. And it literally was, we didn't realize, before I came in, it was like, it's a year to the, almost, like, it's coming up. It was one of the hardest interviews for me to do at first. So I was like, okay, how do you handle this? I was still kind of new in this. How do you handle it? And so I decided I'll let her bring it up. But she had written the book. It's a good book. And she made her co-writer. So we talked about the book. We was like, okay, what did she do and how you start? And she mentioned her. But when I said, what would you like to say to Annie Cameron? She brought her up. I was like, okay, now I can kind of... I had a learning experience on how to handle something like that with a guest.
It's not easy. I lost my dad. And then a year and I think a month later, I lost my mom.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, it's not an easy thing. But they rock with me every day.
I'm starting to feel that now a little bit.
Yeah, it takes a minute though.
Yeah.
It takes a minute. I miss her so much.
Yeah.
And I miss my dad too, but I really miss her. And, it is what it is.
Well, it's funny for me, my brother Max loves Chaka Khan. that was his girl. We met her, we've seen her in concert over the years, stuff. That was his girl. So I noticed there'd be days where I'm having maybe a tough moment.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, a song comes on.
Absolutely.
Or a car drives by and they're bumping a Chaka Khan song.
Absolutely.
Divine
intervention.
That's
how you know. Yeah, that's how you know they're paying attention to you just as much as you're missing them. Yeah,
yes.
They try to make it say like, hey, I'm over here.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
I'm around.
Like, okay, guys. Like, okay. Then I'll start to laugh or I start singing the song. I'm like, oh, okay, Max, got it. Like, either you tell me to calm the F down. Or he's telling me, like, cause there's times he I've rarely ever saw him mad. He's like me, but even amped up even more and very friendly and positive. But I had a little mouth on me, so there were times I needed to calm down.
Well, you guys can't be identical.
No, we can't be identical. Exactly. So there were times he was telling me to calm the F down. Yeah. So there's times when I need this and I'm like, okay, I get it. Okay, calm down, James. Got it. It's gonna be okay, James.
Yeah.
And anything your mother, anything like any signs of your mother around?
Oh yeah, it's a little weird for us, especially when she first passed, because things were flying across the room and nobody could figure out why.
Oh, my God.
So she was definitely trying to get the attention. we'd all be in our rooms and all of a sudden all the dishes from the dish thing would just hit the floor, all glass dish.
Oh my God.
So she was a little upset about whatever it was. We have no glass pots because of it now.
Oh my God.
They all broke. Every last one of them. So that's, we decided we better stick to plastic.
That's very...
Or some stainless steel. Something that won't shatter. But it's calmed down now. It was a little interesting. And then for my dad, for some reason, his pitches we used to just kind of fall. And we couldn't figure out why it kept falling.
Oh, his picture.
It was only his picture. So I think he was trying to let us know, I'm here.
Yeah, must be. Like, that's interesting, his picture. He's like, hi, I'm here. Just don't forget about me or something. Or...
Yeah, I think it's important for us as people when we lose something that's very close to us to know that they are there. You know, just even however they're there. But they're there.
That's true. And it's funny because one of my grandsons reminds me of my grandfather.
Nice.
So it's kind of funny. Like, there's things that skip. You know, my daughter's a lot like my mother.
Right.
So it's hilarious. She's still around. I'm sorry, but you're still there. I know. But I mean, but it's me. Like, I can see pieces of them in the kids and grandkids are still around. You have kids and stuff. I mean, it's just kind of, I can see it.
Yeah, my oldest son is almost, I would say, 90% like my mom.
Wow.
And it's crazy because the other day he came in the house and he had some Good and Plenty. Do you remember what Good and Plenty
is?
Yes,
Good and Plenty, yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
And he put the whole box down on the counter. It wasn't even open. And I said, what you know about Good and Plenty?
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know. I just got it. And put it on top of the thing. I was like, that was my mother's favorite candy.
Oh, my God.
And I just looked at him, and I was like,
okay.
I didn't even give you Good and Plenty, so I don't even know how you can right, even know yeah. what it is. It's an older candy.
Yeah, it is. Right.
You know, like a Mary Jane. My mom's favorites were Mary Jane's and Good and Plenty. Yeah, yeah. You know, those were things that...
Yeah, they ate.
They ate.
And we kind of ate, too, kind of, but they ate them.
Yeah. I didn't eat it, but...
I was more of a non-litter person.
Yeah, me too. Jolly Ranchers and Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, my God. I used to love Jolly Ranchers. Oh, my God. Let me
cherry, watermelon,
ooh, yes. Oh,
grape.
Apple.
Stop playing.
Oh, I know.
Then when they started coming out with all the funny flavors like pineapple and orange.
Yeah,
like, what's that?
No, those.
That's okay.
Those.
I'm good on those.
Yes, me too.
But back to what we were saying, yeah. It's for some reason they pick up just pieces of the sip, you know, like moms and dads, and you're sitting there looking and like, where did you get that from?
My one daughter, she was saying she came to town to visit, and she goes, I feel so the most comfortable at my mom's house.
Yeah.
And I saw how they were kind of alike in many ways. Like, I totally, they were agreeing on everything and they keep their house the same way. Like, this is so funny for me. I'm watching, like, these two generations around me connect in a way that I didn't think was going to, I mean, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. But like you said, it's supposed to skip a generation. So
I guess, right?
I'm not really like my mom that much, but my son is.
Interesting, me either.
Yeah.
I look like my mom, but I'm not like her. I am like my grandmother who, I'm like my grandmother who passed. I am a lot like her.
I look identical to my mother.
Well, so do I.
Yeah.
We're twins, but I'm not like her.
Yeah.
Like there's
same with me.
We have the same laugh. She's tall like I am. We have the same gap in our teeth. But like, other than that, our personalities are different. I'm much more just like...
Yeah, I'm a lot different from my mom.
I got a mouth on
that
me.
Is what
say,
it is.
Yeah, exactly. I say, yeah. That's all I can say about that one, folks. I have a
mouth on me, too. My mom was a whole lot more mouthy than me, though. But it is what it is.
My mouth ran faster. That's why I got in trouble. Like my mouth ran faster.
I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was afraid a hard head makes a soft behind. I always remember that.
But you just love those old
sayings. I love all those old sayings. She's like, a hard head makes a soft behind. I was like, and that meant I got a lot of spankings.
Yes.
But I was a good kid. But I expressed myself. She did say that. She goes, yeah, you've always been James Lodge. Like, you've always been that way since you were a kid. You just, and I, we were laughing about it. She goes, you always had your way about you. That it's uniquely you.
It's a beautiful thing.
We're all like that. So we all. I love when I see kids today, like my nieces and nephews and great nieces and nephews. They're all them.
Yeah.
Their personalities. They're just them.
As long as it's not destructive, I'm cool with all of that.
I agree. I totally agree. How is the family? How is the 20,000 people that you have in your blended family?
Oh, my gosh.
Can we go down the line from oldest to youngest? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. It's a lot going on.
That you can talk about, of course.
My daughter, Jizzle, just celebrated her 30th birthday.
Wow.
And she did it big.
Okay.
When I tell you big, it was Harlem Renaissance.
Oh, wow.
Puffy came out, Dallas Austin, Cassie.
Oh, okay,
it was a lot. It was a lot of people that came out to celebrate her, and it was kind of like a whole weekend thing.
Okay, okay.
And she ended off with a Zen, kind of like a little thing where she invited 20 people. We did yoga, we did meditation, we ate vegan food. It was a great experience.
Wow.
It really was.
Oh, girl, okay.
So I'm really proud of her. She's working. She's releasing all of her new albums. She's doing...
Good.
7 days in Belize, 7 days. You know, she's got this little thing going, which I like, you know?
Yeah.
She's not signed to anybody. She doesn't have anybody, you know, that she rocks with like that. Yeah. She's doing it herself.
Good. She's in the right time period to do that, too.
Absolutely.
Everybody's doing it for themselves now. It's actually working out better.
Absolutely.
And you own your own. Almost, I'm a cuss. Yes. You own your own shit.
Always better to own your own stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is always better. You know that. So it's always better.
Absolutely.
Good for her.
And Liberty's doing well. She has the twins.
Yes. Are you G-Ma? Are you Glamma? What are you?
Oh, I'm Lola.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, you're Lola. They call me Lala, though, because they can't quite get it in.
Yeah.
No. I'm not a grandmother. I'm way too young.
Yeah, I know you are, girl. I know you are, girl. That's why I said that.
But, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, she's doing really well. They're two now.
Oh, my God, how cute.
And my son Khalif is doing big things.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he's producing some pretty big entertainers.
Good.
Developing his album. He put a single out.
Okay, good.
Called Two-Piece, which I like.
Okay.
I think his he goes by Who Is King Leaf.
Okay.
Which I like it.
That's good. I like that.
And he's doing really well. My son Amir is he's my hustler.
There's always one in the family. That's
always
right.
There's one in the family.
Yes.
So,
God bless her.
Not really getting in trouble, but kind of doing his thing.
Okay.
You know, he A&R's over at Atlantic Records at 19. Not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
He's at the store now.
Okay, good.
He hustles with me at the store. He has his little side business, Closet Kicks, in the store.
Oh, which cute is that name?
Buy, sell, trade. Shoes, sneakers, I should say.
Okay.
And the baby just landed a lead role in a movie, which is great. Well, I shouldn't say baby. He's going to be mad at me. He's 12.
Yeah.
He's almost a teenager.
Yes.
Yeah, so they start filming February, I think they said.
Now, where are they filming? In L.A.?
They're going to be doing it here in L.A.
Okay, so be home. Okay, good. Where are you going to be when he does the filming? Yeah,
I'm going to be right here
Okay, good.
Just running like a crazy woman, because then I'm going to have to take him here, run here.
Well, I'm going to say, and you're doing all kinds of stuff, so, of course, supporting the family, yourself, your own stuff. I mean, I'm sure you're doing all kinds.
So, yeah, and, of course, hubby just released his album, and he's doing his videos, and... You know, we just signed a new deal. You know, we were right on the verge of signing something for Celebrities Closets as a show.
Yes.
And we decided not to go that way. So we just signed a new deal.
Good.
And we're excited about where it's going. Can't really talk about
it. That's
but
fine.
We're excited.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the family is shaking and moving.
Wow.
You know, just shaking and moving. And the store is doing good. It's doing really good.
Good.
I wish... You know, I have a thing with my own people. I kind of wish they would support us a little bit more.
Talk about it, please. I mean,
it's almost frightening. They'll walk by every one of our businesses to go shop at an Urban Outfitters or go to a Buffalo Exchange. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's two different reasons why. One, they're probably thinking, hey, it's celebrity resale. You know, but we do have a lot of very new pieces in there.
Good, okay.
But we're not that expensive.
Right.
And I'm almost thinking that they're thinking, oh, it's celebrity resale. It's going to be too far out the box. Well, that would defeat my purpose.
Right.
By pricing it so high to where my family, my friends, my people can't afford to shop there.
Right.
So, no, we're not priced that high. Okay. Of course, there are certain pieces that are in there that, you know, are just what it is.
Yeah.
But it almost bothers me. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Well, let's get it twisted. Urban Outfitters is expensive. So place like if you're thinking they're not that expensive, they're expensive too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, so I'm saying, go to her shop. You may find some stuff that's either comparable or less than, because a lot of places they're expensive too.
Find it, because we have so many new pieces. My shop is a little different. It's not like old vintage, where you know it's new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wear it one time, if they wear it one time, and they bring it to the shop. They're PRs, I am requesting some PRs to come see me.
Please, go see her. Come see her.
But, we're in Sherman Oaks on Ventura Boulevard, not too far from Crave. You can just Google us, Celebrities Closets.
Yeah.
And I do take stuff in. It's nice. And if I can't use it in the shop, we donate it to the mission.
Oh, good.
We go down, you know, to Skid Row. We give the stuff out.
Good.
So it's not like it's not, you know, being taken care of, but it disturbs me. I sit back and it's like majority of my clientele, which is fine. I'm happy with anything, but I'm also there to support my community too in what we do. And you'd be surprised. I've got some amazing friends on Facebook that'll come. They'll drive 50, 60 miles to come to the shop just to support me.
Right.
But then I've got some that just are like, hey, girl, I want to make it. Hey, girl, I'm going to come. Never show up. Don't come pop through.
Don't support.
Yeah. Don't call. Don't do anything.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I've heard that over the years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Back in the day, we had our own stuff. You couldn't help but support.
Right.
Now it's just kind of like a combination. And then I get the folks that come in the shop and want to steal from me. And I'm thinking to myself, like, come on, man. This is our stuff.
I know. I hate that. Now that bugs the shit out of me.
I'm like, don't come into the small mom and pop business and steal a Louis Vuitton belt. Are you kidding me? That disrupts our whole process.
Right.
Because it's ours. It's you know what I mean? And I still have to donate to the charity even when it's gone. So I'm losing all the way around. And I'm not going to say, hey, go to another business and do that.
Right.
But why would we do it to our own?
Yeah, I know.
I have had people take, not a lot, but maybe 4 or 5 pieces. Just take it with them as they leave out the door. And I'm sitting there like, okay. I'm just sitting there like, oh, that's how we do each other? Okay, no problem. You must need it.
Yeah, you must need it.
So my karma is I'm going to allow you to have your own karma.
There you go.
I got them on camera, everything. It's like, hey, file a complaint. You know, everybody's like, if it was me, I'd go to the police department. And I'm like, man, that's a waste of time.
Yeah, it is.
If they need it, let them have it.
But you're saying something that's not uncommon. I mean, I have a black electrician. I have a black plumber. I tell people, I have a gardener for you. I have this for you. And they look like I'm crazy. Like, well, is he? I'm like, he's bonded and insured. Everything's cool. Sometimes black folks just don't work out for me. I'm like, but you're black.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, that's unfortunate that we feel that way, but it's due to experiences.
Yeah, I know.
And but we need to do better. We have to do better with ourselves.
That's true.
Our community. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to do better. I love to support my own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, I may get a little bit of this and that in the process of it, but I really do like to support.
Same
my
here.
Own.
I've always been that way. And I mean, and I mean, no shade to any other race or anything, but I just feel like I support other races so much anyway. And other things that I do, I'm like, why not? If I have a good electrician and he's black,
yeah,
I will wait for him to come to my house to fix something.
Absolutely.
Instead of going, well, screw it, I'm just going to go get somebody else. I'm like, no, I mean, he's good. This can wait a day or two. It's not anything, you know. I want a new thing in my closet, a new sock in my closet. I waited for when he was available. I need it tomorrow, so I mean,
there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we're supposed to celebrate our own. Every other community celebrates their own.
Yes, they do.
So it's okay. We should do it more.
Yes, they do.
We should celebrate each other a little bit more because I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our community, our bond, our promise, our mm-hmm. word. Mm-hmm. We need to do things a little bit more, but it is what it is until it isn't.
I know. I feel like I've had this conversation 99 times on the show.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that I'm going to keep having it for another 100 times until it's not a conversation anymore.
And let's talk. It's not everybody.
No.
It's just certain ones that just don't understand it. It is important for us to do and keep our word and treat each other with respect.
And that's another thing, too. And I said, and here in L.A. especially, people not wanting to make commitments, like keeping their word. Your word is all you have. Like, literally, it's all you really have is your word.
And, you know, we do some interesting things. Like, we'll have friends, and, you know, you have conversations with your friends that should stay with your mm-hmm. friend because mm-hmm. that's our conversation.
Yes.
And, unfortunately, I don't know what it is about us. We just love to talk about everybody else's conversation mm-hmm. and yes. spill the beans and give it all up and throw them under the bus. And, yes. and you walking around, you got 15 people mad at you and you don't even know why. And I didn't even say it that way.
That is so true. It is.
We just got to do a little better.
Yes.
Just a little better. But I know some pretty phenomenal.
Oh, I know you do, and I do too.
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
They keep their word. They're loving. Mm-hmm. They, their mouths stay as clean as possible.
Yes.
And we're all guilty of, you know, some mishaps here or there.
Yeah. But we have people, I know you too for me, I have people who are out there working hard to make their dream happen.
And that's the focus.
That's the focus.
Nothing else.
I love it.
Yeah.
Good. Now, you know, on this show, I have done this thing I do at the end of every show, I do the two words. I'm finally going to tell you mine.
Okay.
I've never done it.
Yeah.
People have asked me, I've never done it. But I'm reminding you of yours from your show.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, which words you take out, what words you say more of? Well, actually, first I'll do with Jason and Joshua.
Okay.
Actually, I didn't write them down. Never mind. I wrote them down. So you say, good episode. You watch them. But yours. Okay. This is live TV. So yours. Take out, you said, stop saying what and huh. I love that. Because you're a parent. I told you something, you're a parent. So-and-so, what? Come here, huh? What? Huh? Like, you said you hate that whole line of words.
Whole process.
That whole process. And I love that. And you said, say more of, I love you.
Absolutely.
Very underrated. So my two, okay, here's my final. I really didn't give this much thought because I want to make sure I was fresh. I wrote this down earlier today.
I'm excited.
I said the word we should take out and never say again is crazy busy. I hate that word. Oh, my God. I'm just so crazy busy. We're all busy, and some of us are a little crazy. But that word is used as an excuse to not connect.
Absolutely.
It is. Like, completely. It's like, yes. I'm just crazy busy. I can't get you right now. I'm just crazy busy. That's an excuse not to connect with someone else one-on-one or connect at an event. Or just, I'm crazy busy.
No one is ever that busy if it's someone that they care to connect with.
Thank you very much.
And then they wonder why you're upset.
Yes.
When they say it to you, or they don't call you back, or they call you back 2-3 days later.
Yes.
And you're sitting there saying, well, I got 6 children, a husband, and 3 businesses. I don't know if you're doing the same thing I'm doing, but if I can call you and check in, I'm pretty sure you can too.
Yes. What bugs me is that, I do 8 million things myself too. But when you ask me, you have any time this week, I'll say, okay, I have Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday open whenever you want. We can do it. And then you don't call back. Then obviously you call on Monday. And I told, well, I'm busy Monday. I mean, I'm like, I told you 3. Oh, I guess we're just all busy. No, no, no. I told you Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, I had open for you. And trust me, I have 2 businesses. I do music. I do poetry. I do radio, TV, podcast. I'm an organizer, life coach. I mean, trust me. I have kids, grandkids. I'm back east. I'm in New York. People died on me recently. Like, I mean, trust me. I make time for you because I want to. Because
we
it's important.
We have to do better.
We have to. I like to keep saying that. I like that. Now, the phrase that I think we should say more of is, I hear you.
Touche.
Because I hear you. I think people need to know that we really do hear each
other. Because you can still listen.
Oh, yeah.
And not hear.
Very true.
There's a difference between the two.
There's active listening. Mm-hmm. And I just think that there are people out there, any disenfranchised group, now we're hearing this with the women, all the male stuff that's happening in Hollywood. I want to say, I hear you. Every guest I've had, I've heard you. I've heard your stories. I've heard what's going on. I heard what your lives were about. And I just live in gratitude for that.
And not just I hear you, but I understand, you.
Mm-hmm. It's another good one, too.
Because what happens with us in relationships, whether it's a man, a woman, a friend, a child, is we're not listening. We don't understand what they're saying.
No.
And then everyone comes back and is like, well, da-da-da. I was like, that's not what I meant. Like, right. I didn't even mean that. Like, so that means you're not hearing me. You're taking what I'm saying and you're processing it for you. We're so self-absorbed.
Yes.
We can't process it for someone else. We can only process it for ourselves.
Right.
And that's why you have so much division. And that's why marriages don't work and friendships break up. Because it's all about me. It's all about my thought process.
Right.
You're not hearing and understanding what I'm saying to you.
That's true.
Because that's not what I meant.
Right.
And then you tell other people, well, she said such, such. No, but that's not what I meant. So now you're making me look like something, but that's not what I meant. We got to do better.
I mean, we got to do better. I like that. We do. I love you.
I love you more.
Thanks for coming on.
Always.
You guys, thank you everybody who watches the show, who tweets the show, who shares it, people who give me feedback, who comment, who take time to comment and tell me what you think. Again, all my former guests.
Yes.
Thank you so much for. I'm friends with almost everybody I've had on the show still.
That's so awesome.
And to me, I love you guys. And I really think that you guys are doing fabulous work. You're out there working hard in your fields.
Yes.
And I will always continue to support you.
So want to celebrate you.
Thank you.
Just for being so awesome, the spirit, the love. And I'm sure you get a lot of challenges too with what you do.
Yes.
But you keep moving forward. And that's the key to all of it. When it's not comfortable, you still keep moving.
Yes.
Somewhere in that movement, that electricity is going to bring you something that you want along that path.
Yes.
And that's you all the way.
Oh,
and what a blessing you are to all of us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. congrats.
Thank you. I know we did it. Let's cheers on that.
Cheers.
Thank you. Black Hollywood Live. Barefoot. Thank you, Barefoot Bubbly. Thank you, Randy's Donuts.
Yes, I'm going to eat one.
I'm going to have another one, too. I'm going to eat one. Make my little thing. Mmm.
This is good.
Okay, hello. It's peach.
Oh, my
Barefoot
goodness.
Peach. I know.
I have no idea. It's my favorite flavor.
They sent me a couple. They sent me some bottles and stuff. They sent me some bottles, some shades, a stop. They give me all kinds of stuff. I'm like, just for being me, I guess. And we love you guys. We have a show next week. Our next week will be our season finale for this season. I'm talking to the recently reunited Third Story. They're back together. Kevante Jackson and the group are back. Yes, they're back together.
I'm watching that one.
Yeah, watch that one. They're going to be on my show next week. So Third Story and me talking next week on December 18th. And then we go on hiatus. So I love you guys. We'll see you next time.
Happy holidays.
BlackHollywoodLive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.